The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
So who wants to talk about how people are making money on live streaming broadcasts? There are two ways people are making money with live broadcasting. Number one, directly. Number two, indirectly. The first way is directly. Number one is a tip jar. There are lots of people using live broadcasting. YouTube, not so much on Facebook, but it's starting to happen there too. Periscope, and on Blab, where they're using a link. Basically, you're saying, hey, great stuff. Here's a tip. You're basically supporting them. Now, it's not a donation in the sense of a tax-deductible donation to a charitable organization. And I believe it was the entertainers, the singers, the comedians who started with this tactic first. It's paypal.me. One, cash.me is another one. They'll take your customized link and they can use a credit card and make a donation of any size, $5, $10, $100. Pretty cool. So number one is virtual tip jars. And the way that most broadcasters will do this is either they will have somebody jump in their Periscope on their behalf and say, hey guys, if you loved Shalene's content, check out her link to make a donation. Or a lot of singers will say, hey, you guys, if you want to make a request for songs, just leave me a donation on cash.me or paypal.me or whatever link they use. There's quite a few of them. They'll just say like, hey, tomorrow, if you want me to cover exactly how you can use Snapchat for business, let me know. I'm going to do a live broadcast. Leave me a tip jar. It's like crowdfunding. GoFundMe is another way that people are making money on Periscope. Another really popular trend that started first with people who were doing live casting on Periscope, also on YouTube, is to have the broadcaster, they would put a link in their bio to their Amazon wish list. And as you can imagine, I mean, you can pretty much support your whole life on Amazon. And people, fans in particular, who love the broadcast and are incredibly entertained by seeing people just living their life. It's like you're watching a reality TV show around the clock, and there's plenty of people who are doing this and actually making a living pretty much. Like they are being supported by their fans. Their fans are going to their Amazon wish list and buying all of these items for them. And then typically what you'll see is these broadcasters will do a broadcast where they'll say opening up gifts or saying thank you for my Amazon wish list. And then it's kind of a cool thing. Then the person who bought them the gift sees that person live on the air, opening up the box and reading their note and, you know, saying their name. And is it a business? I guess it's just another way to think about monetizing who it is you are, really. I mean, if you think about it, I'm seeing this primarily with people who do live casting, kind of reality TV, kind of like the camera's always on. It's just you sitting with them and chatting. But I've seen even entertainers now and even people who are just content creators. So no judgment here. It's working. If somebody wants to buy something off of your wish list, more power to you. I know I've done it myself. There's been people who I just love. I think they're super entertaining. And I'll go to their wish list and I'll buy them something. I don't know. It's up to you. But I love the creativity. I love all of the new ways we're able to connect with people we would have never, ever heard of before who can kind of enrich our lives and keep us entertained. Another way that you can sell directly on live broadcasting, such as Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, is by actually selling, actually offering something that you have available, like a live academy or an upcoming event. Now, is it clickable? Not yet. But I've seen many broadcasts where people say, if you act now and click the link in my bio, here on Periscope, here on YouTube, in the description of my Facebook Live stream, when you click on that link today, within the next 12 hours, you'll get $50 off or $100 off or whatever it is. So you can do direct selling from a live platform. And guess why that is so incredibly effective? Because you can add the most critical element of sales, which is urgency. So they know they're watching live and you're able to say, hey, for my live viewers, click the link in my bio. And only for those of you who are watching live today, you'll receive X number of dollars off. Urgency is key. We know it's key because we look at things all the time. Like when you're out shopping, you'll look at something, you're like, oh, that's really cute. I should get this. But I'm going to go to a few more stores. Do you ever go back? No. That's why we know in online sales, you must have some way to reward people. You've got to give people a reason why they need to act now, whether that's a discount, or you take a limited number of registrations or seats, but you have to give people a reason why they shouldn't leave and think about it. Urgency creates immediate action in people. How about offering one-on-one consulting via a live private broadcast? Now, I've seen a lot of people do this, and I think it's incredibly useful. Number one, you know that both people are online at that moment. Now, of course, you can offer paid consultation and schedule it later, but I've also been on broadcasts where the broadcaster has said, okay, guys, I've got an hour tonight that is open. If you would like that hour consultation with me, click the link in my bio that takes you to my schedule. You'll book that, you'll pay for it via PayPal, and then they do a private broadcast. That private broadcast allows the broadcaster to basically interact with their questions. They can do a small group, or they can just do one person, or the person can do a paid PayPal and do a Skype. But what I love about it is that urgency. It's like, I'm live, I'm right now, they're excited about it. There's no chance for them to like add it to their PayPal account and then get buyer's remorse and go, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, they're in the moment and they're getting all this great details and they're getting all this great content and they're excited to learn more. And the broadcaster simply says, okay, if that's where you'd like to go, if you want to take this information to the next level and work one-on-one with me, I am available this evening or I'm available this afternoon, and just enter in your schedule and your PayPal payment and we'll get started. I think it's great. I mean, there's urgency. There's that personal connection, that face-to-face trust and like and believe and do business with. All of those things are covered in a live broadcast. It's just a fast track. You know, in the past, we've had to try to get to know people via email or a very obviously edited video or very obviously edited podcast. I wonder if they're really like that. When you watch someone on a live broadcast, you know who the person is. You can see their facial expressions. You can hear their confidence, their vocal inflections, their empathy, the way they interact with people, their eye contact. It's the fast track. You know, people are always asking me, what's the thing I can do to build my business as quick as possible? To which I always say, well, you need customers. And so the real question is, how do you get customers trust and like? And how do you get people to believe in you? And how do you do that quicker? Live video. One other way that people are making money directly from live streaming broadcasts, and that is to simply sell their gear. They'll say, hey, my tribe, we're all pitching in, or you can now buy t-shirts with my face on it, or you can now buy our slogan and go to my website. Now, for those of you who are in MLMs, I do not recommend that you use direct selling on your live broadcast. Multi-level marketing, direct sales, and for that matter, almost all sales are relationship-based, and I believe they should be indirect. That's correct. Now, does that mean that 10% of the time, like I'm making this protein shake right now, and here's everything that's in it, and you already have a very loyal following, and they already love you, and they already trust you, and they already believe you, and now every day talking to them about health and nutrition and fitness, and you do 100 broadcasts, and out of that 100 broadcasts, I think it's perfectly acceptable if 10, meaning 10% of them, you're saying, and by the way, if you want to have this shake that I'm talking about right now, which is a shake that I drink every single morning, if you click my bio, which is the link to it is in my Periscope bio, you'll go directly to my store and that's where you can buy the exact shake that I'm using. That's an example of direct selling. But I don't recommend you do that because nobody wants to follow someone who's selling. However, once I know you, I like you, I trust you, I adore you, I know you wouldn't lead me the wrong way, not only do I want to know what you're doing, how you're living, I also want to know, how can I get it? But if you're doing it every single time, you've missed the point. My friends, hear me very clearly. Those of you who are in direct sales, look at the top people in every organization. It doesn't matter what company it is. The top people in those organizations do not sell directly. The biggest earners are the people who know how to build relationships. People who sell never do well. Let's move on to indirect selling. I'm not here on Periscope to be popular. I'm not here to see how many hearts I can get or how many followers I can get. Like, that's cool, but I'm also not in sixth grade anymore. And I know that popularity doesn't get you anything other than a bunch of people who don't like you. Like, that's what popularity does. Like, as popular as you are, the more people who love you, the more people you have who can't stand you. So I'm not in that game. I am in the game of easy, direct way to figure out if we have anything in common. Because I ain't got time and you ain't got time. I have to boldly be me so that you can figure out if you want to stick around. I just need to like boldly be me because you ain't got time and I ain't got time. And I don't want to like have you hanging out for like months and then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, and she's a Christian. Now I find out I'm out. You know, so I'm going to just put it all out there fast and furious like so you can be like, I could totally hang out with them. That's my kind of person. And there's people who I pop in their Periscopes. I'm like, you are way too hyper. You would give me a heart attack and I would need a break. I would need to lay down in a room with a pillow over my head and take a break from you. Or I watch people and I'm like, are you like walking under a black cloud? I haven't seen anyone so sad and mopey in all my life. Ugh. The type of monetization I'm talking about right now is where you're not going to directly say, okay, guys, here's what I'm selling. Click a link. I'm going to talk about the type of monetization I do every day on live broadcasting. And it's this. It's called attraction marketing. I use live broadcasting every single day as the fast track to help people figure out if, in fact, we have stuff in common. If we have enough in common, then you're going to stay and I'm going to provide value to you and I'm going to give you enough incentive to join my mailing list or to opt into something that I'm giving you for free. So I will say, hey guys, if you're brand new to Periscope and you have no idea what to Periscope on or what equipment to use or how to start a broadcast or how to hide comments, use your location, any of those things, I have a free course for you, completely free. It's basically a guidebook with over 200 different ideas of what you can Periscope on. And you can get it by going to periscopeisdope.com. What does that do? That's indirectly adding you to my list. Am I going to sell to you? Nope. But I'm going to build a relationship with you. So indirectly using live broadcast is for sure a slower way to monetize your time on live broadcast. It is slower, and in my opinion, it feels authentic and it's right for me because my products are high level. And part of the process is screening the people who opt in and figure out whether they are on this level. And by on this level, I mean like you're interested in building your business and you don't want the shortcuts, you want the right steps in the right order. You don't want to waste time. You don't want hype. You want to be told the truth. And that's what you'll get when you opt into my stuff. And so it's a slower build, but it's so strong and so loyal. You know that if somebody tries to mess with one of my lifers, I will cut you. And I like to think that if I was in a dark alley with my lifers and someone like pulled out a switchblade on me, then my lifers would like take off their hoop earrings and put on the right song. And it would be like a scene from a movie and they would rush to my defense and kick the knife out of the attacker's hand. Like we have that kind of relationship. It's deep. It's like go to battle on behalf of each other kind of deep. So that takes time. But as I like to say, instead of going wide, I go deep. I want my lifers to know a lot about me and I want to know a lot about them because we need to be like connected, bon cui cui style. I'm on Periscope at least a broadcast per day. I'm giving you a ton of free content. And although I don't make money directly from the broadcast, ultimately I do because it allows me to attract the right kind of people. like better than anything else I've ever done. Live video allowed us to go much deeper and to create a better way of finding lifers, you know, people who I have a lot in common with and whom I want to serve. So that's how indirectly I'm able to use live broadcasting to add people to my tribe, if you will, email list, whatever you want to call it. But I make money from that because I'm attracting the right kind of people and I'm giving you free all day long free. Like, so what that does is it builds reciprocity, but it also attracts the kind of people who are serious about their business and serious about growing their passive income. And they don't want hype. They want the real steps. And if I continually show up here day after day after day, what we do together builds that reciprocity. And so then what happens is you're like, wow, and she's given me this free report. And she gave me everything I need to know about hiring a virtual assistant. And she's also taught me how to build my own website. And she's also explained how to create a freemium and what services to use. And all these things are helping me build my business. And she's doing all of this for free. And I'm on her email list. And then after a certain amount of time, you really begin to trust me. And then there will come a time where you're like, I want to go to the next level. I want to go beyond the free stuff. I want to go deep and I want the top shelf stuff. And you'll get an email from me. And because we already have a relationship here, you already feel like you know me. You're going to be like, oh, I'm doing this. I am so doing this. Like, you're like, I don't even care what the price is. We're doing it. That's called building a relationship and building trust and building reciprocity. That's how I use Periscopes and all live streaming video. So I will give and probably 3 times a year, you'll hear me talk about one of my programs, but again, I won't sell it directly. I'll answer questions for people who are lifers. I will suggest to you where you can learn more about it, but I never do direct selling on Periscope. But many people do, and they do it in conjunction with attraction marketing. I guess my biggest takeaway for you is to know that you don't have to do this black and white. There is a lot of gray area. But it all boils down to trust, integrity, being you, being authentic. Because whether it's direct selling or indirect selling, anytime someone's going to take out their credit card for a transaction, we are too smart to be taken advantage of. We won't. We refuse to be taken advantage of. Therefore, we need a certain level of trust, whether it's direct or indirect. In fact, we won't even give somebody our email address. Like, that's a hassle. For some people, it's tougher for them to give you an email address than it is a credit card. And that too, people will not give you their email address unless they really feel like they trust you and that you're going to take care of them. So my friends, the future is live streaming. Periscope is just the tip of the iceberg. It's gonna be everything. We're not going to be buying anymore the way we used to buy by channel surfing. We won't watch TV the way we used to watch TV. The people who are famous and the names that we know are not going to be people who have shows on network television. They're going to be people who you watch live streaming. And you're going to become addicted and you will stop watching TV and you will only watch their broadcasts. That's what's going to happen. So jump on it now. You don't need any special magic or charismatic on camera. You just need to be you. And I can give you 100 examples of people who are doing it differently. There's so many different examples out there and examples you haven't even stumbled across yet. They have huge followings and people can't get enough of them and they've stopped watching TV and they're just watching this person. So I'm just going to keep telling you to go there. I'm going to keep telling you to get in front of that camera and to just be you because the world wants to meet you and the playing field is leveled by this. And I'm excited about the opportunity. I want to meet you. I want to see you on live video. I want to hear about how you've crushed it. It's an incredible time. And I know we're going to look back on it and go, whoa, do you remember when our attention shifted from static social media, when we stopped kind of watching TV and we started tuning in live to learn from other people, to get to know other people? And the time for you to start doing this is right now. Don't worry about perfection. Just get your practice in.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com.
It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to, the person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
What do you get when you cross the peak performance focus of the Tim Ferriss Show with a hard-earned company leadership experience of How I Built This? You get my show, the Elevate Podcast. I'm Robert Glazer. My passion is sharing ideas that help people and companies grow. That's why I interview world-renowned founders, executives, and thought leaders so that they can share their strategies, frameworks, and wisdom with my listeners. Guests include Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian, Basecamp founder David Heinemer Hansen, jewelry entrepreneur Kendra Scott, Deep Work author Cal Newport, Grit author Angela Duckworth, and Atomic Habits author James Clear. You'll end every episode with clear takeaways on how to build your capacity and reach your full potential in life and leadership. Listen to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts, or visit robertglazer.com/podcast to learn more. That's the Elevate Podcast with Robert Glazer.